This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United Nations and the U.S. State Department have expressed alarm over reports of civilian casualties in an airstrike in Ethiopia's Tigray region that left dozens of civilians dead. UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric said Secretary General Antonio Guterres is alarmed by the reports and called on all sides in the conflict to do their utmost to protect civilians and to obey international humanitarian law. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the United States condemned what he called this reprehensible act and called for an urgent and independent investigation, as well as remedial action to hold those responsible for this attack accountable. The alleged airstrike comes amid some of the fiercest fighting in the Tigray region since the conflict began in November, as Ethiopian forces, supported by those from neighboring Eritrea, pursued Tigray's former leaders. Hong Kong's most vocal pro-democracy newspaper, The Apple Daily, printed its last edition on Thursday. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Apple Daily has been forced to shut down after five editors and executives were arrested and millions of dollars in its assets were frozen as part of China's increasing crackdown on dissent. The board of directors of Next Media says in a statement, the print and online editions will cease due to the current circumstances prevailing in Hong Kong. The Daily was founded by tycoon Jimmy Lai in 1995, just 2 years before Britain handed Hong Kong back to China, and initially was a tabloid known for its celebrity gossip. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow dropped by 0.21%. The S&P lost 0.11%, but the Nasdaq gained 0.13%.